The top five at five.
At night, you got to be careful, but it's really shocking.
A homeless repeat offender wanted for two sex crimes, arrested in the rape of a jogger in the West Village. New York City's Department of Buildings head resigns amid a federal gambling investigation. The FBI also investigating a credible threat to synagogues in New Jersey. Declining lottery sales cited as a reason why Saturday's Powerball jackpot has soared to $1.5 billion, as there have been no top-tier winners since the August 3rd draw. U.S. Embassy officials visit with jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner as U.S. works for her release, and that of Paul Whelan. A homeless man wanted for two sex crimes with at least 25 prior arrests was arrested again in connection with the violent and bloody rape of a jogger in the West Village on Thursday. 29-year-old Carl Fanner is charged in all three cases, according to police. Fanner was arrested at the Port Authority bus station several hours after the violent rape, which took place around 5:30 a.m. at Pier 45, according to police. Here's West Village resident Lisa Winfield. She spoke to ABC 7.
At night, you got to be careful, but it's really shocking. I don't know what else to say. As a woman especially, it's really depressing.
Fanner is charged with rape, grand larceny, predatory sexual assault, and invalid use of a credit card. Fanner also was hit with charges in two previous attacks on women, one from late March and the other in early October. Well, the head of New York City's Department of Buildings resigned on Thursday. It comes days after the phone of Eric Ulrich was reportedly seized as part of an illegal gambling investigation, according to Mayor Adams' press secretary, Fabian Levy. The statement did not specifically, however, mention the allegations against Ulrich, as reported by the New York Times, the Daily News, and other outlets. At a news conference Wednesday, the mayor said he learned about the probe from reporters.
Number one, Eric is still the commissioner there. Number two, I really think that this is really so early for us to be saying, should we? The DA's office is going to do their review.
The DOB's first deputy commissioner, Kazimir Vilenchik, will serve as the agency's acting commissioner moving forward, Levy added, while noting that no city services will be impacted. The mayor appointed Ulrich, who previously served as a city council member, as DOP commissioner back in May. Synagogues in New Jersey are on high alert. The FBI's Newark field office said Thursday it had received credible information of a broad threat to synagogues in the state. The nature of the threat, however, was not immediately made clear, but law enforcement sources told ABC News it was not a bomb threat. Jason Shemez is CEO of the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey. He spoke to PIX 11.
I just want to implore the Jewish community to be vigilant, to say something if they see something, and to be in touch with local law enforcement. Take this seriously when it comes from the FBI.
The threat that prompted the tweet from FBI Newark originated online and was deemed credible. It was not specific to any one synagogue. The decision to issue the tweet surprised partners who are also part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is $1.5 billion. There have been no top-tier winners for 39 consecutive drawings since August 3rd. One reason, experts say, is the chances of winning are actually lower because fewer players are buying tickets than 5 or 6 years ago. Therefore, a smaller percentage of the millions of possible number combinations are covered and the likelihood of a winner drops. Still, hopefuls are buying tickets ahead of Saturday's drawing.
Well, it makes me think about playing. Yeah, I never really thought about it, but that makes me want to try.
Getting hit by lightning twice is easier than winning the lotto, but, you know, $1.5 billion, got a dream.
And the chances of winning are actually 1 in 292 million to win the top tier prize in the Powerball drawing. It's played in 45 states. Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow visited jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner on Thursday. The visit comes more than a week after a Russian court rejected Griner's appeal of her 9-year sentence for drug possession. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a tweet that the American representatives saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance despite her present circumstances. A few days ago, Griner's wife, Sherelle, spoke on The View about her partner's sentence.
Yes, it was Honestly, it was just disheartening. It was a complete disbelief for me. I mean, I understand being in the field of law, you know, that every state, every country has their own rules, but this is just absurd.
Price said the Biden administration is continuing to press for the immediate release of Greiner and Paul Whelan. He was sentenced in 2020 to 16 years in prison in Russia on espionage-related charges. Whelan and his family say the allegations are bogus.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.